Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Chof Aleph, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Amid Bey. So the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Yutes Amid Bey said a halacha, Ein Meichrin Lohem B'mechub L'karki. You're not allowed to sell a goy property. Not only can't you sell a goy property, land, you also can't sell something that's attached to land. So if you want to sell in Tfuah, you want to sell in Peiros, but they're Mechub L'karka. The halacha is you're not allowed to sell mechuba lekarka to a nachri. What's the reason? The Gemara said it's learned out from the pasuk loisachanim, a brisa that says three halachas that are learned out from loisachanim. Number one, loisitein lohem chen. Number two, loisitein lohem matnas chinam. And as it relates to the Mishnah, as it relates to the sugya, loisachanim, loisitein lohem chaniya bekarka. You're not allowed to give them chaniya bekarka. As a result, you can't sell them karka. Not only can you not sell them karka, you can't even sell them something that's mechuber lekarka. The Mishnah brought Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, which said that in the event that the buyer and the seller agree that I'm going to sell you mechuba l'karka, but on the condition that you cut it, if that's the case, the halacha is you're allowed to sell it. So Rabbi Yehuda, Eimer Meichru al Menas Lakutz, if there is no such agreement, say you're buying mechuba l'karka and you may leave it there for a long period of time, that's loisichadim, that's loisitin lehem chaniya b'karka. But in the event the sale was done with an understanding, I don't know if it has to be a condition, but at the very least an understanding, al menas lakutz, then says Rabbi Yehuda, chiddush, it's going to be okay. The Tanakhama clearly argues, the Gemara is going to bring a brisa now, it's going to give a name to the Tanakhama. Tanakhama is going to be Rav Meir, regardless of machlokes Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Could you sell mechuba l'karka in the event that the buyer tells the seller that he agrees that he is going to cut this mechuba l'karka after he buys? Zok t'gemara tanu rabbanon moichrim lahen ilon al menas lokutz v'koytzeitz divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Yid is allowed to sell an oivet kechavim, a pagan, something that's mechuba l'karka, but specifically an ilon, a tree, even though it's mechuba, as long as the sale was done on the condition that the buyer is going to be koitzeitz. Rameir argues, Ein Meichel Lamelech Tzutzah. So this is Rabbi Yehuda L'shitasai. And as mentioned in the Brice, you see Shitas Rameir, who's the Tanakam in our Mishnah, who holds no, Ein Meichel Lamelchub L'karki, even if it's done under this condition. The Brice continues. The Brice says, Ein Meichel L'shachas Amanas Ligzois V'goizis. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Additionally, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Yid is allowed to sell a pagan Shachas. The Rashi says, Shachas is Tfuah, wheat, barley, that hasn't fully matured. So if it hasn't grown to its full potential yet, it's not a fully grown stalk, but it's tfuah of some sorts, it's mechuba l'karka. Technically, again, the halacha is ein meichrin b'mechuba l'karka, but amanas ligzoy says Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to buy it. It's the same Rabbi Yehuda. Rameo ein meichrin al-gzuza. If it was cut already, then you could sell it. But if it's attached, I don't care if the buyer tells the seller, I plan on cutting it. If right now it's attached, right now you're not allowed to buy it. And finally, kam amanas ligzoy v'koytz div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that a yid is allowed to sell an oivid kechavim. He's allowed to sell to a pagan, fully grown tfuah that's ready to be harvested, as long as it's on the condition that it's going to be harvested. Rameyo says, Ein Meichrin Ela Kitzura, says the Gemara of Itzricha. So essentially, we have a machlokes Rameyo Rabbi Yehuda, the same machlokes that was mentioned in our Mishnah. The Braisa expounds on it, as the Braisa often does, but the Braisa mentions the machlokes in three different scenarios. Number one, what was Mechuba L'Karka was an Elon. Number two, what was Mechuba L'Karka was Shachas, which means Tfuah that didn't fully develop. And number three, what was Mechuba L'Karka was Kama, which are fully grown stalks. That's Tfuah that did fully develop. In all three cases, Rabbi Yehuda says that even if you're selling it as mechuba l'karka, but if you buy it amanas liktzar, it's amanas ligzar, it's amanas liktzar, that's okay. And in all three cases, Rameir says no. Ein meichrin ele ktsutza, ein meichrin ele gezuza, ein meichrin ele ketzura. So, Frank the Gemara, why do I need this machlokes to be mentioned in three different examples? Isn't the underlying principle the same for all three? Zok the Gemara tzrich diash minan ilon, because we only had the machlokes by ilon. I would have thought b'hakam Rameir. Rameir said as alacha be ilon kibin delay pasid mashile. And ilon, if you buy a tree thinking that you're going to cut it off, and then you say, "Nah, you know what? I'm not going to cut it," and you're going to leave it there, nothing's going to happen. A tree doesn't go bad by being mechuba l'karka. Therefore, I would have thought that it's there Rav Meir's concern that even if the buyer said that I plan on cutting it, but maybe you're going to leave it there. If you leave it there, won't there be a hefsid? No, because by a nilon, there is no hefsid from just leaving it there. Avol, hai is referring to kama, fully grown tfua. The chimashile pasid, if tfua is ready to be harvested and you don't, you leave it there, it's actually bad for the tfua. Say, Eimah Moedet Leh Rabbi Yehuda. I would have thought in that case he's Moedet to Rabbi Yehuda because a person's not going to buy tfua, leave it in a compromised position where it cannot go bad. So therefore, you would have thought that maybe they even Rav Meir is Moedet to Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why we needed the case of Elon, but also the case of Kama. L'hoidiyach ha-koicha de Rav Meir. The Rav Meir said his halacha that it's usur to sell Kama al manas liktar, even though by not being koitzer it, it's gonna go bad. Yes, mina bahani tarti. And had we said the machloikis by kama and by ilan, I would have thought afko over there misham de lo yedia shvachayo. Aval shachas the yedia shvachayo imamoydele de Rameir. If we had the machloikis only by ilan and by kama and not by shachas, I would have thought that maybe by shachas, Rabbi Yehuda's moydet Rameir. Because Shachas also has a unique quality. What's unique about Shachas is Shachas actually gets better the longer you leave it. What's Shachas? It's tefua that hasn't fully matured. How is it going to fully mature? By it continuing to nourish from the ground, by continuing to be yoinik from the ground. By leaving it there, it's going to get better. Now is it going to get better? You're going to notice it get better because as the Shachas turns into Kama, you're going to see. So I would have thought that over there, Shachas, even Rabbi Yehuda is going to be Moedet Rameir. Yeah, you bought the Shachas with the intention of cutting Shachas. But let's be honest, you don't want to cut the Shachas. You want it to fully grow. So I would have thought, Eimah Moedet Rameir, so that's why we had to say Shachas. V'yashminim b'ho, and had I only known Shachas, that I would have known that Rabbi Yehuda said his halacha, even there, he's so mekel, but I would have thought maybe Rameir, who's machmer, is only machmer there. But how come Rameir? Either way, the Gemara works out a bunch of tzrichasas. That's the Gemara tzricha. That's why we needed to state the machloikis in all three cases, by an ilan, by a shachas, by a tzvua. Tosfos, by the way, if you were halting cup, brings Akasha from Rabbi Chana. So there's a lot of Rabbi Chana mentioned in Masechta Avodah Zarah. But Tosis brings from one of the Bali Tosis, Rabbi Chana, that really if you sit down and you do the math, what the Gemara really said was that there's something unique about Kama and there's something unique about Shachas. What's unique about Kama? Kama's fully grown, fully matured, fully developed Tfua. Kama, if you leave it there longer than it's supposed to be, if it overstays its welcome, it goes bad. If that's the case, I would have thought that maybe everyone should be moida that you're allowed to sell it, because who would want to leave it? The Gemara mentioned a unique quality about Shachas. What's the unique quality about Shachas? That's tfua that hasn't fully grown. Being that it hasn't fully grown, it hasn't fully developed, it hasn't fully matured, chances are you're not going to want to cut it. If you're not going to want to cut it, you would think that for sure it should be aser. So there's a chiddush in Kama, there's a chiddush in Shachas. In Elon, the Gemara didn't give any unique quality. So Freik Tosfos, why did the Braisa have to mention Elon? The Braisa should have mentioned Shachas. The Braisa should have mentioned Kama. Say Shachas, Loidiacha, Koichoi, the Rabbi Yehuda. Say Kama, Loidiacha, Koichoi, the Rabbi Meir. There's no point in saying Elon. Either way, it says the Gemara, Yibay Elohu, Behema, when asked Lishchait, Ma, won't be the halacha by Behema. Right, we had some of the big sugis of last week. You're not allowed to sell a Behema to a guy. Behema Daka, depends on Minig. Behema gasa, you're never allowed to sell. Gzeiru mishum nisyoni. What about, could a yid sell a behema to a pagan when the pagan says, I'll buy the behema, but I'm going to shecht it right away? The shayla is aliba the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda who says that even though you're not allowed to sell mechubal the karka, but amanas liktzor, you're allowed to. What about a behema? Amanas lishchayt. Sometime in my says the Gemara, maybe the only reason Rabbi Yehuda said it's mutter, the la b'shusei kaimi. Lo imotzi mashile. Afa behema kimi de b'shusei devi kichavim kaimi, mashile. Oidom aloishna. When a yid sells mechubal karka to an evik yichavim. Just visualize the case for a second. So Yid owns a piece of property. He has crops that are growing there. He meets a pagan. Pagan wants to buy some corn. He wants to buy some tfu. He wants to buy something from him. So the Yid tells the pagan, yeah, absolutely, no worries. I'm going to sell you mechubal karka. But there's a halacha. He's not allowed to sell mechubal karka. He says, listen, there's a rule. I'm a Jew. I follow the Shulchan Aruch. I'm not allowed to sell you mechubal karka. Pagan says, no worries, I understand. I'm going to cut it, but I don't want to wait until we cut it and harvest it. Let me buy it now. I give you my word, I'm going to cut it. So right now, the pagan has his tfua that he just bought in the property that belongs to the Yid. So it's going to be very hard for the pagan to leave it there, because if the Yid really follows the Shulchan Aruch, he calls the pagan and says, listen here, buddy, your fuh is in my field, you got to get rid of it. So this says Rabbi Yehuda, I'm comfortable. I don't have such a problem with this transaction. Because at the end of the day, the fuh is in the reshus of the yid. It's in his field. So he's going to be able to make sure that the Oyved Avodah Zarah ends up getting rid of it. But if you sell him a behemah, he takes the behemah home. You know if he's going to end up shechting it or if he's not going to end up shechting it. Being that the yid has no say in whether or not the Oyved Kechavim is going to end up following through with what he said, says the Gemara, maybe the Rabbi Yehuda is not going to be Mecha. Rabbi Yehuda is going to have an issue. Or another Mishnah. So we're not allowed to sell to an Oyved Koychavin, to a pagan, property. That was the Mishnah on Daf Yutes on the days Ein Moichron Lahem, even Mechuber Lekarka. It's learned out from a pasuk. It's a Din Doraisa Loisi Chaneh, one of the three drushes that are learned out from that pasuk. Loisi Tein Lahem Chania Lekarka. Being that it's also to sell or obviously gift property to a Oyver Avodah Zarah, the Chachamim enacted a Takonas Chacham and said that you can't even lease a property to an Oyved Kechavim. Why? Gzeira atu mechira. So the Chachamim said, even though technically if you lease a property to the Oyved Kechavim, you're not over lois sichanim, because you're not actually giving it to him, you're not selling it to him, it still belongs to you. And even though there is some kinyan that takes place, kinyan tzchiras, like the Gemara discussed on Daf Tes Vav and Aleph, as comes up in different sugyas and shas, but the issa lois sichanim, midday raisa means mechira. But the Chachamim expanded it to say that, so as the Mishnah, ima skiru lembat the merits Yisrael, you now let us sell a house to an Oyved Kechavim in Yisrael. The ain't sarach loy mesot. And if you can't rent a house, you can't lease a house, certainly you can lease a sada. Now, technically, poshit, from a deraisa standpoint, there's no difference between a bias and a sada. If you can't sell property to a guy, so you can't sell a bias and you can't sell a sada. It's the same thing. They're both loisachanim. But when the Mishnah states the Issa D'Rabbanan of Eimaskirin, the Mishnah states it as a kalvachomer, as a kolshki. Eimaskirin bought the Meretz Yisrael. You also can't be masker sadas, but the Eitzar Chloimer sadas, as if to say, if you can't be masker a bias, you certainly can't be masker a sada. What's the difference between a bias and a sada? That's going to be the topic of Daf Chof Aleph Amid Al. Ubesurya says the Mishnah, maskir lembat. And in Surya, you're allowed to be masker a bias, avoloi sadas. So again, a sada is more chomer than a bias. You see that from the words, the Eitzar Chloimer sadas. It manifests itself lemaisa in halacha in Surya. In Surya, the halacha was that you were allowed to rent button, avaloi sadois, but not sadois. So what was Surya? So Surya, loosely translated, was ancient Syria. So Surya is Syria, but it's not Syria as in the boundaries of Syria today. It's Syria as in what the boundaries were in the times of Chazal. But Surya had a very unique place in Halacha. The reason it had a unique place in Halacha is because David HaMelech went with his army and he annexed Surya. He conquered Surya and he brought it into the fold. He made it part of Eretz Yisrael. And there was Machlokes Tanoim whether when David HaMelech did that, did Surya now get the halachic status of Eretz Yisrael or did it not get the halachic status of Eretz Yisrael? And the words, the Machlokes in Shas is Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush or Kibush Yachid Lo Shmei Kibush. We'll see more about that later. But for now, Surya was a place that according to some Tanam had a din of Eretz Yisrael. According to other Tanam, didn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael. Is this Mishnah going according to the Man Nama that holds Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush that Surya has a din of Eretz Yisrael? Or is the Mishnah going the Man Nama Kibush Yachid Lo Shmei Kibush doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael? That too is going to be discussed in the Gemara. But for now, the halacha is that in Eretz Yisrael, being that you can't sell Mechub LeKarka, whether it's a bias or a sada, you can't even be masker bias in a sada. Surya is a little bit more lenient than halacha. It's more kuladig. Therefore, you could be masker bias. You can't be masker a sada. Ubechutz laretz, the rest of chutz laretz, moichrin lehem batin, you could even sell houses, umaskirim sadais, and you could even be masker sadais. So you can't sell sadais, but you can be masker sadais. Divi Rabbi Yosef has a different shulchan aruch. Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael masker in lembot and levelay sadais. You can be masker bais in Eretz Yisrael, but you can't be masker sadais in Eretz Yisrael. Ubesuria moichrin batim. You could sell batim umaskirin sadais. Ubechutzlaretz and a chutzlaretz moichrin elu ve'elum. Chutzlaretz, you're allowed to sell whatever it is you want. Zok the Mishnah af b'makom shamar lahasker. Even in a place where the Chachamim said that you're allowed to lease, loy the beis dira amru. You're never ever allowed to rent. You're never allowed to lease a bias to an Oved Kechavim where he's going to live. The reason is because he's going to bring Zavoyed Zara into the house. Shenema, and there's a pasuk like Tavi Tayeva El Beis Echa. And being that you own the house, he's just the tenant, you're the landlord. The halacha is that you're not allowed to lease a house to an Oved Zavoyed Zara lest he bring his Zavoyed Zara into your house. Another thing, you never let a lease a merchitz to a nation, Nikra Shmoy, because of Maris Ayanish, that'll be the topic of the days. We'll see that in a moment. But first, the first part of the Mishnah. So the first part of the Mishnah is a little bit confusing. The Mishnah talks about leasing houses. Again, selling a house, selling a sada, selling even grain that's attached to the ground. That's the Mishnah that you test in the days. That's very simple. One word answer. Usher, you can't do it. That's not very complicated. Where it gets a little trickier is we're not selling it, I only want to lease it. Midday rice, so there should be nothing wrong. What am I doing? It's not loisachane. The whole discussion is merely on the Rabbanon level. The Rabbanon felt, if you can't sell, maybe you also shouldn't be able to lease. However, when the Rabbanon instituted this takana, they did it on three levels. And what those levels are is a machlokes Rav Meir and Rab Yosi. According to Rav Meir, in Eretz Yisrael, you can't be masker abayis, you can't be masker asada. In Syria, ancient Syria, Kibush Yochid, that tricky place, you can't sell abayis, you can't sell asada. However, you could be masker abayis, you can't be masker asada. In Chutz Lortz, you can even sell abayis, you can't sell a sada, you could be masker a sada. Rabbi Yossi had it a little bit differently. Rabbi Yossi said in Eretz Yisrael, you could even be masker a bias. The whole takon of schirus was only said regarding sadas, you can't be masker a sada. In Surya, you could be meicher a bias. You certainly could be masker a bias. You can't be meicher a sada, but you could be masker a sada. And the rest of Chutz La'aretz, Meichrin Elu Ve'elu. There's three principles that really underlie this Machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. Three things that they both agree on. The Shaila is just how you do the math, how you fit everything in place. Number one, Mechira is more common than Schiras. That's obvious. Number two, Eretz Yisrael is more common than Surya, which is more chamer than the rest of Chutz La'aretz. And number three, a Sada is more chamer than a bias, right? Clear. If you want to try to get this clear, you have to know those three things. Number one, Mechira is more chamer than Schirus. Number two, Eretz Yisrael is more chamer than Surya, which is more chamer than Chutz La'aretz. And number three, a Sada is more chamer than a bias. Zok to Gemara. My ain't tzarech loy mersadis. The first halach of the Mishnah was, ain maskir lehem batim be'eretz Yisrael, the ain't tzarech loy mersadis. We're going according to Rameya. Rameya holds that in Eretz Yisrael, you can't be masker a bias, you can't be masker a sada. But when the Mishnah says you can't be masker a sada, it said it as if it's posh. Madach, you can't be masker a bias. Certainly you can't be masker a sada. It says, why? Why would I think, why is sada more chamer than a bias? Is it because if when you sell, not when you lease, but when you sell a sada to a guy in Eretz Yisrael, you're doing two things wrong. Chada, number one, chani is karki, being over lois achani. V'chada, number two, the kamafkalami meiser, because you're being mafkiet from meiser. And this is based on the shita in Shas that holds. Yesh kinyan lo'over kaychavim, the Eretz Yisrael, mafkiyam, yidei meiser, big machlekes tanam. For guy owns property in Eretz Yisrael, and now crops grow. Yid buys it from the guy. Does he have to be mafish chumas and maestris, or does he not? So this Gemara is going according to Nanama that says he doesn't, which means that when you sell a sada to a guy, you're being mafkia chelik of Eretz Yisrael from maestris. Which, by the way, what does that mean? It means you're being mafkia chelik of Eretz Yisrael from its kedusha. Because whether or not there's a chi of chumas and maestris is a toitzah, it's a derivative of whether or not there's kedusha. So by saying eishkin yilevi kechom nafkib de maestris, it means you're being mafkia from its kedusha. So you're doing two things wrong when you sell a sada to a guy in Eretz Yisrael. Number one, number two, you're being mafkiyat from Maisa. But the Gemara says, "Ihachi oibazay batim nami ikatarti." When you sell a bias, I think you're also doing two things wrong. Number one, chanias karka v'chada to come afkalem in mezuzah. If a yid owns a house, there's a chiyah mezuzah. But if a guy owns a house, there's no chiyah mezuzah. Amr Mesharshias, Rav Mesharshias said, mezuzah chayv esadara. It's not true. When a yid owns mezuzah, he doesn't necessarily have to have a mezuzah. If a yid lives in a house that he owns, he has to put up a mezuzah. But if you own property and you don't live there, there is no chiyah mezuzah. Meaning, mezuzah is not chayvas habayis, it's chayvas hadar. It's not a chiyah that's chal on the cheftza of the bayis, it's a chiyah that's chal ar karkafta de gavra. Or maybe on the chetz of the bias when the gavra is living in the bias, depending on how long does she want to get. But the point is, there's no inevitable chiyuv mezuzah In contrast to Trumas or Maestras, land always has a chiyuv Trumas or Maestras. The bottom line is that if somebody sells a sada, he was over two averes. Number one, loisachonim. Number two, he was mafkia that piece of property from Trumas or Maestras. When somebody sells a bias to an Eved Kechavim, he's only doing one thing wrong. Being that this is two and this is one, this is more chomer, and that's why when the Mishnah said that there's an iser schiras by a bias, there's an iser schiras by a sada, and the Mishnah said, if there's an iser schiras by a bias, ain't tzarech loimer that there's an iser schiras by a sada. Why ain't tzarech loimer? Because it's more poshet, being that it's more chomer that the Rabbana would be geyser by sada if they were already geyser by bias. What was the second halacha of the Tanakhama? Ubesurya, in Surya, maskirin lohem batin, avaloy sadas. You could be masker a bias, avaloy sadas. What does that mean? That sada is more chomer than bias. And it actually manifests itself halacha l'maisa. You could be masker a bias, you can't be masker a sada. The Gemara repeats the same discussion that it just had. Maishna mechira d'loy, mishom mechira d'eret Yisrael. Why is it in Surya that you can't sell land, right? It's just maskir land bottom, but you can't be meicher. The reason obviously is because of mechira d'eret Yisrael. The Gemara is assuming now that kibush yachid lo yishmei kibush, which means that Surya is really not Eretz Yisrael, which means that the reason you can't be meicher a bias in Surya is probably a gzera, atu. You might be meicher a bias in Eretz Yisrael, but ihachi, if you're going to make that gzera, mischiras nami nigzer, so why don't we extend the gzera? Surya is not Eretz Yisrael. So really, in Surya, there's no leisachanim. If there's no leisachanim, you can do whatever you want. But the Chachamim said, if there's an isser leisachanim in Eretz Yisrael, then there might be an isser. We have to be goyser outside of Eretz Yisrael also. So once he being geizer for mechir, let's be geizer for schiras. So the Gemara says, no, he goof for gzeir, if I'm not nekem and igzer, gzeir le gzeir. Whether or not you really midairaisa could sell in Surya. It's just the gzeir that you might come to sell in Eretz Yisrael. So you're not going to make gzeir le gzeir. We're going to say you can't be masker in Surya, gzeir you might sell in Surya. Which gufa is a gzera? Otto, you might sell in Eretz Yisrael, but the Gemara says vaschira sada de besurya de gzera le gzera heva kalkos rinon. The same Mishnah that said maskir and batim said avaloy sadas. You can't be maskir sada. Not be maskir sada is also a gzera le gzera. Because if Surya is not Eretz Yisrael, then the iser to sell a sada in Surya is only a gzera. So then why are you making another gzera by saying that you can't be maskir sada? The Gemara says also not gzera. You're right. You have to say it. I take it back. You have to say kasava kibush yachach make. That the Tana of the Mishnah really holds that Eretz Yisrael, that Surya was Eretz Yisrael. If Surya wasn't Eretz Yisrael, that means you're not allowed to sell a bias in Eretz in Surya midai raisa. You're not allowed to sell a sada in Surya midai raisa. Which means that it makes sense that there should be a gzera not to be maskir a sada in Surya, because it's not a gzera le gzera, it's only one gzera. The iser to sell a sada in Surya is an iser de raisa. So the iser to be masker a sada in Surya would only be a gzera. If that's the case, why the Chachamim only make the gzera by sada? Why didn't they make the gzera by bias also? So the Gemara, sada is beitarti gazer be rabbanon, but the less beitarti, like gazer be rabbanon. The same svara that we said earlier. Sada is an iser de raisa. Bias is an iser deraisa. But by sada, there's two isurim. By bias, is only one iser. What's the two isurim by sada? Lois sechonim, and you'd be mafkiyed from Kedusha. You'd be mafkiyed from iser. What's the iser by bias? All it is lois sechonim. So by surya, even though kibush yachach me kibush, which means it's technically part of Eretz Yisrael, but on some level, it was treated a little bit more leniently. How was it treated a little bit more leniently? In Eretz Yisrael, the chachamim were geyser a maskirim batim and a maskirim sadais. In Surya, they only said a maskirim sadais. They didn't say a maskirim batim. But chutzlaretz, what was the halacha? Moichrim lahem batim umaskirim sadais. So what do you see? Again, sadais more chamer than bias. Because you could even sell a bias, it can only be maskir a sada. Says the Gemara. Why? Why in chutzlaretz would they be more machmer by sada than by bias? You're getting the hang of it already. Sada, the ispe, tarti, gazu be rabbanon. But the last put tarti, the gazu be rabbanon. Because sada has two things, bias only has one thing. Rabbi Yossi had a different shulchan aruch. But the principles of Rabbi Yossi was the same. What were the principles? Again, that sada is more chomer than bias. Zok digamar, Rabbi Yossi, emir Eretz Yisrael, maskir lehem, batim. You could be maskir, batim in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yossi said the chachamim were never goyis as schiros in Eretz Yisrael, even in Eretz Yisrael. Avaloi sadas. The whole gzeira was only for a sada. My time. Why should sada be more chamer than ma'ya? Sada this butarti goes be rabbanon, but the last butarti like goes be rabbanon. Ubis surya. What was Rabbi Yosi's halacha in surya? Meicher lahem batin. You can even be meicher batin. Umaskirim sadas. My time. Why are you allowed to sell a house? Loish sechanim surya. Rabbi Yosi, there's no ambiguity. Kasava kibush yachid loish me kibush. Obviously, holds kibush yachid loish me kibush. That's why the halacha is that even meicherim batin. Stating that you can't be meicher a sada. You can only be masker sada. What's the difference? Sada this beitarti goes to be rabbanon, but the last beitarti goes to be rabbanon. Again, sada is more chamer because sada there's two things. When bay is only one thing, therefore they're more machmer. What about in chutz laretz? Chutz laretz meicher in elu ve'elu. Rabbi Yosi says that when it comes to chutz laretz, then you can do whatever you want. My time, even the marchik layut so far away, I'm not worried. I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel. Halacha like Rabbi Yosi, as it very often is. The halacha is like Rabbi Yosi with regards to his shulchan aruch of when you can sell, when you can be maskir, batim, sadais, Eretz Yisrael, Surya, Chutzlaret, etc., etc. The Shulchan Aruch follows Rabbi Yosef. I'm Rabbi Yosef, but there's one caveat. So if you're going to go ahead and you're going to sell to a guy, even a Chutzlaret, where you're certainly allowed to, or Surya, according to Rabbi Yosef, you can't sell enough houses that you're creating a small development of any Yehudim. You can't create a Shchuna, a neighborhood. At least three. If that's the case, why aren't you worried? If you're not allowed to sell to three, you shouldn't even be able to sell to one. Because maybe when you sell to your one, the one that you sell to is going to take his house and he's going to subdivide it. So he's going to go to the zoning board and the planning board. He's going to get a subdivision and he's going to turn what once was one house and make it into like a small cul-de-sac. And now all of a sudden he's going to have a whole shchuna. So you shouldn't even be able to sell it to one. Tosfos says that this is a borrowed term. It's borrowed from the we had in the earlier sugyas that this lifnei evil leisitei michshol even for a benayach. But lifnei evil when it comes to a benayach is lifnei. But lifnei the lifnei we're not worried about. So you can't pose a michshol to an any Yehudi. But to pose a michshol to an any Yehudi who may pose to somebody else, meaning you're one step removed, the person that you're presenting the situation to himself is not the person that's going to be in harm's way. But you're setting up that he may be machshel somebody else. That's not something you're worried about. That's true in lifnei evil leisitei michshol. It's true here as well. So to say that I can't sell to a guy, achtu, he may sell to another guy, that's something that you're not worried about. Meaning when you sell to a guy a house, that there's no lifnei evil leisitei michshol. That's why a lifnei mefakdinan, a lifnei leif mefakdinan is merely a borrowed term. The bottom line is that the halacha follows Rab Yosi. So we had over here a Gemara, that, you know, a little bit of cheshbin, you have to halk up, but like we said, the principles are not so shver. The halacha is you're not allowed to sell karka, which means bias, it means sada, even mechubal karka. And that's a din d'oraisa. It's learned that from the pasuk leisachanim. By extension, the chachamim said you can't even be masker. Stating that, the ikur issa leisachanim is in Eretz Yisrael. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, there really is no iser. And for that reason, the Takanas Chachamim, the way it was manifest differently in different places. What we saw in the Mishnah is that there's three places as it relates to this Machloikis. You have Eretz Yisrael, you have Surya, and then you have the rest of Chutz Laretz. Obviously, Mechira is more Chama than Schira, so that's the second principle. And really, the big Kiddush of the Sugya is that Sad is more Chama than Bayis. So why is Sad more Chama than Bayis? As it relates to Lois Tuchanim, it's not more Chama, it's the same Lois Tuchanim. Where it's more Chama is that when somebody sells a Sada to a guy, in addition to the Lois Tuchanim, there's another Issa that he's being Iver, he's being Mafkia, that Chelik Meretz Yisrael from Chumas and Maestris. As a result, in Halacha, it treats itself a little bit more Chama. So before we go weiter, two ha'aras. The first ha'ara is, we had over here the shayla of Surya and a machlekes, whether kibush yachet shmei kibush or kibush yachet lo shmei kibush. Right? Sometimes when you go through a sugya in Chas, so you have a machlekes, and what you notice is that because of the cheshbon of the sugya, there are other machlekeses that somehow evolve that are derivatives of the original machlekes. And this Gemara is a classic example. Meaning, we have over here a machlekes between Ramei and Rabbi Yosi, kibush yachet shmei kibush or kibush yachet lo shmei kibush. The Gemara said that Ramei in the Mishnah holds kibush yachet shmei kibush, Rabbi Yosi holds kibush yachet lo shmei kibush. Meaning, according to Ramei, Surya had a din of Eretz Yisrael, Midai Raisa, Chumas Umaistris, etc. Whereas, according to Rabbi Yosi, Surya did not have a din Eretz. So what's the shayla? What was so unique about Surya? So Rashi over here, and Rashi Masechtas Gittin, Tav Ches Amud Beis, says that the reason Surya was a little bit tricky Rashi, I'm quoting from the last line on the Chof Amid Beis. V'kivsha David in the Mishnah. V'chibra l'kedushas Eretz Yisrael. David HaMelech conquered Syria. He annexed it to Eretz Yisrael. Sheloy al pi adibur. He did it without consulting the Urim v'Tumim. U'beloy shishim riboy. Additionally, it weren't 600,000 Yidin that were coming to settle the land or coming to conquer the land. V'kari leki b'shiach. That's why it's called. So it wasn't David HaMelech by himself taking on all the people that were living in ancient Syria. That's not what happened. But rather, it was kivush yachid in the sense that it wasn't all of Klal Yisrael, it wasn't 600,000 Yidin, al pi hadibur, with all the nisim and the flies coming to conquer a land. But this was something that David HaMelech did for strategic reasons. See, even though he technically attached it to Eretz Yisrael, it's not considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi Mesech is Gittin, Daf Ches Amud Beis, that's when you learn the sugi of Kibush Yochanan Yeshivot, and Perek maybe get. So Rashi over this says something similar to what he says. He just adds two words. Rashi says, "Avul David loy kavash elo litzarchai." He did it for personal reasons. But the bottom line is that it was litzarchai. It was done shloy al pi adibur. It was done beloy shishim riboy, and that's why it's called kivush yach. Tosfos has problems with Rashi's pshat, and Tosfos therefore says a different pshat. Tosfos says it's a sefri, and I looked it up. It's a sefri. So it's a mefurish, a sefri, non-negotiable. The Rishonim bring it in Chumash, the Ramban, Alateira, and others. But the bottom line is that it's really a mefurish, a sefri. And really, the background of the sefri is a pasuk in the end of Parashas Eikev. So the context there is that all these psukim in the Torah that talk about that when you're going to enter the land, you should get rid of goyim ha'elam milafnei v'yurishtem goyim g'dayla v'atzum micha, says the pasuk. Kol ha'mokim asher tidroich kafrag lochem boy lochem yeh. So listen to this. Every single place, this is Yisoydi, in terms of understanding Chumash and understanding Jewish history. Kol ha'mokim asher tidroich kafrag lochem boy lochem yeh. So Hashem tells Moshe, tell the Yidin that every single place, so wherever a Yid was going to go, as they entered, that was going to become part of Eretz Yisrael. Kol ha'mokim asher tidroich kafrag lochem boy lochem yeh. And then the pasuk is boundaries. Min ha'midbar v'alavonoin, min ha'nor na'arpros, v'adayam ha'achron yeh gvulchem. And then there's gvulchem. Freik this, a free, it's a steer. The reish of the pasuk is soisa the seif of the pasuk. The reish of the pasuk sounds like kol ha'mokim asher tidroich kafrag lochem boy lochem yeh. Anywhere. So if the Yidden, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they would decide they want to settle in Egypt or bring it as part of Eretz Yisrael, sounds like it would be fine. Kol ha'mokim mashet tidrech kafrag lechem boy lochem yeh. And then the pasuk is boundaries. No, I'm midbar v'alavim, I'm not pros, v'adyam ha'achron, yeh gvulim, there's gvulim. So which one is it? Is it kol ha'mokim or is it gvulim? Zok, that's it free. It depends. Once the Yidden conquer, min ha'midbar v'alavim, min ha'nor na'pros v'adyam ha'achron, once they conquer the gvulim that are outlined in the pasuk, then they can go and they can take any other place they want. Then they have a right to conquer anything. They can even conquer Syria. It doesn't matter. And it'll become a part of Eretz Yisrael. It'll have kedushas Eretz Yisrael with regards to the halachas of hamevi'get, the sugyas and getting nafches, whatever sugya. The bottom line is, it'll have a din of Eretz Yisrael. However, if you go and first tried to take Syria before you took over Min HaMidbar V'Alavonoin, Min HaNor Na'arpros V'Ad Yom Ha'achron Yeh Gvulchem, at that point it's not going to be good. Zok to Sifri, this exhibit A of how this halacha played itself out, and that's David HaMelech. David HaMelech went and he conquered Syria. He took this land. He made it was Aram Naram, Aram Tzoyv, whatever the exact place was. But he brought it as part of Eretz Yisrael. Yet it wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael. L'man dama kibush yochid lo yishmei kibush. Why wasn't it part of Eretz Yisrael? Because David HaMelech hadn't fully yet, the Yidden, believe it or not, even back in Yeshua Benun's times, they never finished the job. The Yidden never fully uprooted the Shivas HaAmim from Eretz Yisrael. And the Yavusi was still living in the land. And being that the Yavusi was still living in the land, that means they didn't conquer every square foot of land within the boundaries that are mentioned in the pasuk. Therefore, this halacha of kol ha'mokim asher tidrech kafrag lechem boy lochem yeh wasn't true either. And that's the yisayid of kivush yachid lo yishmei kivush. According to Rashi, it's because David HaMelech did it without consulting the Urim V'Tumim. It was b'loy shishim riboy. And the way Rashi is moisef neifach in Gittin Daf Ches Amud Beis, he did it litzar chai. It sounds like he did it for personal reasons. The Tosfos b'shem the Sifri says a different shot, and Tosfos says it's because David HaMelech hadn't completely uprooted the Shivas HaAmim. Being that he didn't completely uproot the Shivas HaAmim, it's for that reason that this pasuk of kol ha'mokim asher tidrech kaf rag lechem boy lochem yeh wasn't in effect. That's the first aura. The second aura is the Gemara said that Sodas Muhammad and Bias. Why? Because when you sell a sod, you're doing two things wrong. Number one, moisachanim. Number two, you're being mafkia a chelak of Eretz Yisrael from Trumas HaMaestras. Lumando amma yesh kinyan levikechavim lafkia midei Trumas HaMaestras. Bias, you're doing one thing wrong. You sell a bias, you mean goyver. Lo yisachan, afraid to gemara, it's not true. L'chura, botem nami ikotarti, chode chaniyas karki, v'chode kamafkalei mezuzah. Why don't you say that when a yid lives in a house, he has a chiyah mezuzah? But when a goy lives in a house, he doesn't have a chiyah mezuzah. Zok to gemara, mezuzah chayves adaro. Mezuzah is not incumbent upon the person that owns the property, but rather on the person that lives there. What's the point? The point is, it's not a chiyuv on the bias. I mean that it's not a chiyuv on the bias. So it's not like karka when you sell it to a guy, you're not being mafkia the chafza of the bias from a chayves mezuzah because it was never a chayves bias. It was always chayves adar. Tosis is a long tosis on the top of daf chaf aleph from an aleph where Tosis discusses this halach and Tosis adds a little bit of flavor. He adds a little bit of beer. Tosis says it's so poshut that mezuzah is chayves adar. He says because let's say a yid owns a house and he doesn't live in the house. Does he have a chiyuv mezuzah? No, it doesn't have a chiyuv mezuzah. So what do you see? That there's no halacha that if I own a house, that I have to place a mezuzah on that house. The halacha is if I live in a house, I have to place a mezuzah in the house. But just by owning a house, I don't necessarily have a chiyuv mezuzah. Because if I would own a house and not live there, I wouldn't have a chiyuv mezuzah. And then Tosfos says, I'll tell you even a bigger chiddush. If I own a house and I rent it to somebody else, and that somebody else is a yid, there's still no chiyuv mezuzah. I don't have a chiyuv mezuzah because I'm not living there. And the person that rented the house for me doesn't either have a chiyuv mezuzah. You know why? Because it's not his house. So says Tosfos, even when a yid owns a house, the only time there's a chiyuv mezuzah is if he lives there and he owns it. So by selling it to a guy, you're not being mafkia this chiyuv mezuzah that automatically would have been there had you not sold it to a guy. That's why that's not an issue. If a yid owns a piece of property in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't matter who, what, when, where. If something grows, it's a chiyuv trumas hameisras. You could be leasing it to an aris. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. There's always going to be a chiyuv. But as it relates to mezuzah, unless a yid owns it and he himself lives there, there isn't going to be a chiyuv mezuzah. Now, says Tosfos, you're going to ask me, Akasha, is that true? If a yid owns a house and he rents it to another yid, is that true the other yid doesn't have to put a mezuzah? Of course he has to put a mezuzah. It's a gemara mesachnis menachis, daf mem dalet amud alef, that for the first 30 days that he lives there, he doesn't have to put a mezuzah. But la'acha lamid yoyim, after 30 days, he does have to put a mezuzah. So what do you tell me he doesn't have to put a mezuzah? Says Tosfos, that the soicher has to put a mezuzah on his house after 30 days, only midrabah. It's not midday raisa. Midday raisa, he doesn't have to, because it says beisecha, and beisecha teaches me your house, not somebody else's house. Zokt Tosfos, that it's only a chiyuv derabanan, it's not a chiyuv derisa. Very interesting. So Tosfos shita is that if somebody rents a house, so we know that halacha is for 30 days, you don't have to put up a mezuzah. After 30 days, you do have to put up a mezuzah. Tosfos shita is only midrabah. Now Tosfos menachas daf emdal emanal discusses this sugya as well. And Tosfos over there is not so sure. So here he's sure. Tosfos says it's pasha, the seicher doesn't have a chiyuv mezuzah midrabah. It says a mezuzah is beisecha. It has to be yours. If it's not yours, just like by talis, we learn ksuscha, talis shulis potter from tzitzis, so too when it comes to mezuzah, beisecha means it has to be your bias. If it's not your bias, not. I think Gemara Menachos, that's only the Rabbanan. But Tosfos in Menachos, not sure. Tosfos says it's sad that being that mezuzah is a shmira, and even the seicher needs shmira, so it doesn't make sense that the Torah wouldn't have been given the mitzvah of shmira to the seicher. Either way, Tosfos shita here in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph is that the chiyuv mezuzah of a seicher is only chiyuv in the Rabbanan. Tosfos Menachos, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, has two tzedakim. There's an interesting shaila in the poskim. If somebody rents a house and he plans on being there more than 30 days, does he still not have to put a mezuzah for the first 30 days? Or maybe that's different. Meaning the halacha is that if you buy a house, you have to put a mezuzah right away. If you rent the house, 30 days, you don't have to put up a mezuzah. What if I rent the house, but I signed the lease, I'm going to be there for 12 months. I'm going to be there for a year. Do I still not have to put a mezuzah for the first 30 days? Or maybe here it's different. Maybe here, being that I plan on being there more than 30 days, immediately I have a chiyuv to put up a mezuzah. Or no, there's halacha of the first 30 days, I never have to put up a mezuzah. Machloikis achroinim, machloikis denesivus, and the nachlas svi. The nachlas svi is a sefer that was written by the Baal Pischei Tshuva. Either way, it's a machloikis achroinim. If you call a rav, I discussed this with our in-house halachic consultant, Rabbi Eitan Aviv. So I discussed this with Rabbi Aviv yesterday, and he told me that if you call one of the Lakewood Paiskim, they're going to tell you as follows, that if you rent the house and you're going to be there for a year, you should put up a mezuzah right away. You should be chayish for the Nachlas Tzvi, who's machmer, who says that even though there's a loch of Toish Shloshim, but if you know you're going to be there longer, you're supposed to put it up immediately, but you don't make a bracha, because there are Paiskim that hold, you're not supposed to put up a mezuzah. So you put up a mezuzah, you don't make a bracha. The problem is, you want to make a bracha l'achalam in yoyim. So when it comes l'achalam in yoyim, take the mezuzah down, put it back up, this time, mitabrucha. And the bottom line is, that's the way that you're supposed, that's what the Paiskim say. She said, he told me, I'm sure there's Paiskim that paskin differently, but you want to know what the Lakewood Paiskim say, that's what they tell you over here. So put it up without a bracha, take it down, l'achalam in yoyim, when there's definitely a chiyuv, and now that there's definitely a chiyuv, you can make a bracha, so you should put it up again. This time you should put it up with a bracha. I'll just tell you something interesting. I had the schus of spending Shabbos with Rabbi Yaakov Eliezer Schwartzman, Shlit, the Rashiv of BMG in Eretz Yisrael, a few weeks ago. So Friday night, by the Suda, so some chever came over, and he was telling stories about his Zeder of Aaron. So he was telling a story where the Satmar Rav, the Divrei Yoel, came to visit Rabbi Aaron. The background was Rabbi Aaron was in a car accident, and he was lied up in bed for an extended period of time. He wasn't staying in his house. He was recuperating in somebody's house. And the Satmar Rav came to me, Mavakel Chayla. He came to visit Rabbi Aaron. He said, incidentally, he was the only one that was in the room. He was a young boy at the time. And he was in the room during this very, very long meeting between the Satmar Rav and Rabbi Aaron. He said at some point he had left. And he said, Rabbi Aaron, he remembers, called for him. He sent one of the kids in the family to go call and bring him back into the room. So he came back into the room. He says, Vos vil de zeide? He said that the Rebbe gait avek yet, and farag gait avek, ich vil, as it's all schappen a bracha from the Rebbe. Rabbi Aaron wanted that Yaakov Eliezer, as a young boy, should get a bracha from the Divrei Yoel, should get a bracha from the Satmar Rebbe before he walked out. Either way, he says that Rabbi Aaron was malava the Satmar Rebbe out of the house, and the Satmar Rebbe picked up his hand to kiss the mezuzah. I'm just going to make a mezuzah. There was no mezuzah there. So he said, Rabbi Aaron told him right away, it's Teich Shleishim Yoyim. He says, you don't have to worry about it. So he said afterwards, he says, a chamayr, that the Rebbe is going to come back, he's going to say, by the Litvish and the Leiknish Mezuzahs. So he was a little bit worried, but immediately he told him, Teich Shleishim Yoyim. So it's fun, Rabbi Aviv was sitting there. He came over Friday nights. He was sitting there with Rosh Yeshiva. So he said that it's interesting that the Paiskim today in Lakewood, they say that Minig Lakewood is, out there they have this Messiah from Rabbi Aaron because of a Maisa Shahaya. He said he heard the story with a different Nusach, but this was a first-hand account. So he heard the story with a different Nusach, that in Lakewood, you don't have to be so worried for the first 30 days because Rabbi Aaron didn't put up a mezuzah for 30 days. But he said over that that he heard from Rabbi Felder, one of the Paiskim in Lakewood, that he said it's a tais. That about you can't bring your Rabbi Yaakov Eliezer said the same exact thing. It's Pasha that it's a tais. Meaning it's not that Rabbi Aaron felt that, meaning that some Paiskim hold that it's not an issue for Lama Yoin. So Rabbi Aaron was being Makel, like, because Rabbi Aaron was there more than 30 days. So he was going to be Makel. But Rabbi Felder said that it's really based on a truth from a Moshe, an Igris Moshe, where a Moshe said that the only time the Machmirim hold that if you're going to be someplace more than 30 days, you should put up a mezuzah, even Teich Shleishim Yoyim, is when it's not just punked, you plan on being there. I don't plan on being there 30 days. I plan on, let's say 29 days. I plan on being there 42 days. That's not the point. The point is when there's a lease, there's a contract, you can't back out. There's some level of kfias. I think Rav Moshe Shuva was regarding bungalow colonies where there maybe you could be a little bit makel, but there was some element of kfias. Being that there was some element of kfias, so here, Rav Moshe said the Paiskim hold where you are ready kiveya that you're going to be there more than Lamed Yoyim, then you're supposed to put up a mezuzah immediately. You're supposed to put up a mezuzah even Toich Lamed Yoyim. But if when you're there like Rabbi Aaron was just recuperating and at any given point he may decide not to be there, even if punked it looks like you're going to be there more than 30 days over there, you definitely don't have to be machmer. Either way, an interesting anecdote as it relates to this halacha, but it's all based on mezuzah chayvas hadar. Zok de Gemara, so the Mishnah said, even in a place where you're allowed to be seicher bias, so you could lease a bias to a pagan, however, not lebeis dira. Mimnei shehu machnis letoichay avodas kechavim, shenema leisavi toyeva o beisecha. The lashon of Mishnah was, af bimokim sha'amru la, even in a place where you could lease. Michal, what do you see from there? The ikaduch to the loy mogri, that there are places where you can't be masker abayas. Zok de gemara, stomach ra meir. It's obviously going according to Rabbi Meir. The irab yoisi, that language doesn't work according to Rabbi Yoisi. Because Rabbi Yoisi holds b'chol duchta Mugri. Rabbi Yossi holds that you're always allowed at least a bias. Rabbi Yossi said even in Eretz Yisrael maskirin habatin kol shkein in Surya and kol shkein in Chutz Laretz. So af the makam sha'amru implies there are places where you can't be masker, which obviously is dafka according to a mayor, even though the halachas follows Rabbi Yossi, but that line is stomach ramei. B'chol makam lo yiskut. The Mishnah, however, said that a merchitz you can have a lease. Why can't you lease at a merchitz? The reason you can't lease at a merchitz is because in a merchitz, as we're going to see now, the tenant is going to do work. I mean that the tenant is going to do work. So if you're going to lease it out to a guy, the guy is going to do work on Shabbos, for example. And if somebody passes the merchitz, he knows it belongs to a yid. And he sees that it's being leased by a guy. And the guy is doing work. Looks like he's doing work on behalf of the yid. Looks like the yid has his business going. And does that mean you're lacking going on? So there's some issues taking place over here. So it looks like the guy is working on behalf of the yid. It's for that reason that Loch is loyis. You're not allowed to lease a merchitz to a guy. Because everybody knows it belongs to the yid. And when the guy does melacha on Shabbos v'yantav, it's going to look like he's doing it on behalf of the yid. So it has nothing to do with loisachanim. It has nothing to do with mezuzah. It definitely has nothing to do with trumas and maestras. But there's a marisayin issue. It just looks like, even though it's not marisayin, you leased it out, then he's doing his own thing. But it looks like he's working for the yid, being that it looks like he's working for the yid, therefore it's us. Avalukuti, says the Gemara, interesting dick. It sounds like only to a guy this is a problem. But a kuti maishari, it sounds like it's a, so who are the kutin? So the kutin, we know these were people that lived in a place kuta. They were brought by the king of Asher after he exiled Aseres Ashvatim. There was a huge vacant part of Eretz Yisrael, so he didn't want it to be vacant. So he brought people from distant lands, and they were all nikras al shem, the people that came from Kuta. These were the people that were called Kutin. The Kutin converted to Judaism, but there was a dispute amongst the Tanam whether the conversion was a sincere conversion or wasn't a sincere conversion. Thus, the machleik is where the Kutim were geiri emes, they were geiri aroyos, aroyos with an aleph, it was because of lions. But the bottom line was a big shiloh whether the Kutim were geiri emes, geiri aroyos. The Gemara says, I'm getting besach the schulim, that years later, the Kutim, Chazal realized that the Kutim weren't good guys, and the Chachamim decided that heretofore, we're not going to treat the Kutim as Yidden anymore. How could you do that? Chasam Sofer, we've discussed this raid many times over the years. Not recently, but over the years, several times. Bottom line is, whenever you see the word Kuti and Chas, you have to ask yourself three questions. Number one, are we going according to the Mandama that holds Kutim Geri Emes? Meaning, this Kuti, is he a Yid or he's not a Yid? We're going according to the Mandama that holds the Geri Arayas, he's not a Yid. Or better, maybe we're going after the Chachamim were already misgeiser, that whether they were previously Geri Emes or Geri Arayas, at this point we don't. So this Gemara is going that the Kutim were Geri Emes. But at the same time, even when they were Geri Emes, meaning they were Yidden, but they weren't Upkehitin Yidden. There were a lot of things that they were supposed to do that they didn't do. In fact, we're not going to have time to get to the raid, but in fact, the Kutim were very similar to the Tzedukim. So the Tzedukim, we know, kept the Torah Shabbat, except they didn't keep the Torah Shabbat Peh. Well, it's a little more complicated than that, but that's the generic understanding of the over-the-counter understanding of the Tzedukim, of the Sadducees. They kept the Torah Shabbat Ksav, they didn't keep the Torah Shabbat Peh. So that's what the Kutim were similar to. Either way, it sounds like, see, you're not allowed to be masker a merchitz to a guy, but to a Kuti, you're allowed to. Why, Frank the Gemara? Emer Ovid Le Melacha B'chaylei Shamayet. The Kuti keeps Shabbos, but the Kuti doesn't keep Cholamayit. He's a Mavazin Samayadis. The Kuti's going to go to work on Cholamayit, and you're not allowed to. And by you leasing your merchitz to him, you're going to have a Marisayan issue. Not on Shabbos, not on Yontif, but on Cholamayit. Now, why does the Kuti not keep Cholamayit? Rashi says, the Lemedrash Soifim Lechayshi. Pasha, what Rashi seems to be saying, is only awesome in the Rabbanon. Now, whether it's the Malacha Cholamayit, is this the Rice, is the Rabbanon, Kama Komos in the Shtabu. There's a Toysfis here, on Nafcha Bezam and Aleph, which we're not going to get to. There's a Toys in Chagigadaf, Yitches, there's Toysfis in all over Shas and Rashis and Rishonim and Paiskim, but it's a big Shiloh. Whether Malacha on Cholamayit is an Issadei Rice, is the Rabbanon. I had people go to work in Cholamayit. That's good kasha. So, Mishabru, right in the beginning, Hilchas Cholamayit brings a sikum of the Rishonim in the sugyas of Malacha Cholamayit. There's five times, there's five exceptions to the rule of when you're allowed, if you want to get away from your family, if you don't want to go on, no, I'm saying if it's a Dovra Aveh, if it's Litzayrich, so there are five times that you're allowed to go to work on Cholamayit, but the bottom line is, Mi'ikur hadin, you're not allowed to work on Cholamayit. So Frank, the Gemara, that Reb Shimon Gamliel said, like Iskir Adai Merchatz Levi Kechavim, Reb Neishin Ikur Al Shmai, Va'evi Kechavim Zah Yisra Malach Vashabaz Yavim Toivim. Why don't you say the same thing for Akuti? Maybe he's going to do Malach on Cholamayit. And you have the same marisayin. So the Gemara Cholamoid is there's no marisayin. Why not? Very simple teretz. But Cholush Shalmoid and Nami of Dina. We also do malacha Cholamoid. I mean that we also do malacha. Now it's true we do malacha. It's davar avid. It's lutzayuch yantiv. Whatever. But the point is there are times that we do malacha. So there's no marisayin. If someone's going to see a kuti doing malacha in your merchatz on Cholamoid, no one's going to think that the world came to an end. Avol sodeu levikachavimai. Another diak. Only a merchatz. The Mishnah said. And the Brisa said, you're not allowed at least to a guy. But a field, it sounds like you're allowed to. Nighttime. Well, what's the reason? Why do you have the same issues with a field? The guy's going to work your field on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, field is very different. Because arisa arisuse ka'ovid. When people lease out fields, usually the agreement is that the tenant is going to be the beneficiary of any profits in the field. Now, there's usually some profit-sharing arrangement. But the point is that usually an aris, someone who works a field, a farmer, is not an employee of the landlord. Usually he has his own business. He just pays rent, whatever that rent is. But he has his own business. In a merchitz, that's not usually the way it worked. So usually if somebody worked in a merchitz, that means he had a 9-to-5 job. He had a salary plus benefits. That's the way it was set up. So if you see a guy working in a yid's merchitz, what do you think? He's working for the yid. But if you see a guy working on a yid's field, you don't think he's working for the yid. You think he's a tenant. He has a tenant-landlord relationship. He pays rent. That's not us, sir. That's not a problem on Shabbos. If he's working for the yid, that's where it gets tricky. Either way, but the Gemara says, merchatz nami amri arisusei arusei. Oh, but why don't you say that by merchatz also he's working as an artist? That's what we just spoke at. Arisa de merchatz le'abdi enshi. Bottom line is, what's the halacha? The Mishnah said that when we talk about leasing out properties to a guy, so we're looking at it from the Masechtas Avodah Zarah standpoint. Whether there's a Leis HaChaneh, whether we should be guys as Schiras at the Mechira, but there's another issue, there's a whole nother sugya. What's the another sugya? There's another issue, a Marisayin. How could you lease out something to a guy? The guy's going to do Malacha. On your property, it looks like you're the one doing the Malacha. So says the Mishnah, it's true, and the Gemara explains it a little bit, it's true, but it's only aser if it's a merchatz and only by a full-fledged gezinte gebifte guy. Otherwise, it's not a problem. It's also by a merchatz because a merchatz is a marisayin issue in contrast to a sada where there's no marisayin because the sada is just going to look like you leased it to him. He's your tenant. He pays you rent, but he's not working for you. He has his own business. He's working for himself. It's also only aser by a guy as opposed to a kuti because a kuti keeps Shabbos. He keeps yontif. The only time it can manifest over the kuti is chalamayit. Chalamayit, we also do malacha sometimes. It's true. The kuti is going to do malacha even when a yid's not allowed to do malacha. But from a marisayin standpoint, you're not creating any marisayin issues. I'll stop here.